This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley for what's turned into spring all of a sudden.
Yay, finally. We're back to the nice warm weather again.
We went from winter to summer, and now we're into spring.
Yeah.
March was just weird.
I'll take the summer back, though.
I didn't mind March all that bad, quite frankly. I kind of like that.
Yeah, we had a pretty good one.
But it's odd. It was just odd to be that warm, 80s and 90 degrees.
Right.
I mean, in March, really, we're still looking at snow most years. But here we are back to things. We saw some rain, some warm temperatures a little bit this week, and then cool temperatures a little bit this week. And hopefully this weekend, everything kind of drying out a little bit. Very windy.
Yeah.
It's been really windy around here. Whoever built those wind farms out there, those wind turbines.
Getting some good energy.
Wow. I think you can, yeah, you could about see the meters spin on them too, I think, if you walked up and looked closely enough.
Yeah.
A lot of breeze, a lot of spring coming at us right now. Hopefully it'll be a good season. Some planting going on. Mm-hmm. See some folks have been working the fields for a while now, getting some of those crops in early. So hopefully the season will go well. You know, we saw so much of that. We talked about this last week, too. Some of the budding.
Oh, yeah.
The flowering in some cases on some of the plants and trees and things. And then all of a sudden,
they look really dead, cold.
I mean, Thursday and Friday morning this last week were cold. I mean, down into the 20s and 30s and stuff. It just, all of a sudden, things got chilly again.
Yeah.
Not that much fun. Well, one thing that is a lot of fun is eating.
Always. You know that. For me, at least.
Well, watching you.
You know how I like to talk about my food and all the good little treats I'll be eating at my desk?
You don't push too many plates away. That's for sure.
I'm not shy about it. I don't care.
Shouldn't say that about a woman, but
yeah, it's fine.
It's amazing how many times you come walking back into the office with treats for everyone.
Yeah, I like to share. Yeah, it does make me feel so bad when I'm the only one eating.
It takes away the guilt. That's right. You bring enough.
That doesn't hurt any, I guess.
Well, and actually, you slid this over to me here. But
yeah.
There's several pages here. Something that you found this week you were talking about. It's 100 things to eat in Iowa before you die. Where'd you get this?
I found it online on a website called Pinterest.
Okay.
It's getting a lot of popularity, Pinterest is. It's kind of a lot of just pictures and fun things you can find out, crafts to do and recipes. So, of course, I have a long list of recipes I've gotten from this website also. But I came across that, and it's actually somebody pinned it from the Des Moines Register.
Hmm, interesting. Okay, 100 things to eat in Iowa before you die. Well, hopefully we have plenty of time to eat all these 100 things. But it was kind of interesting to look through the list because there's really quite a wide range of things on here. And some of them aren't, I mean, some of it's not even eat. Some of it's drink.
Oh, really? I guess I didn't look that close. I mostly looked for the areas.
I just happened to glance down, and I saw one of my favorite things right here at number 5 on the list, too. But we'll not worry too much about where they rank on their list, but we'll point out some of the things that are kind of fun. Because, you know, there are some things around these parts that we kind of like. You know, every year the Iowa pork producers do their grilled tenderloin contest, or their breaded pork tenderloin contest. The Iowa beef producers right now are working on their best burger contest. We kind of like our staples in Iowa.
Right.
We really like the basic things that we've come accustomed to. Those things that we always, our comfort foods. The things we can always depend on.
Yeah.
You know, you get into July and August and you throw an ear of corn in front of us and we're happy.
Maybe more than one, but yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. A little butter, a little salt. We're happy.
Yeah.
You know, we have those things that we just kind of expect. Well, a lot of those things that we talk about are on this list, too. And then there are some things that I'm kind of surprised that are on here because there are some things that are pretty, I don't want to say generic, but they're pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Fast food type stuff, too.
Okay, yeah.
But take a look at some of these things that they have on here. The one I said that's number 5 that kind of caught my attention, rhubarb wine.
Oh, yes, up in the Amana colonies,
yep,
I think.
From the Ackerman Winery in Amana. I love that.
I have not tried that yet.
Really? You've never tried that?
No, I've seen it. A local winery, I think, has it here at the Ivy Wine Spirits, but I haven't tried it yet.
I don't know what it is about rhubarb in general. I know I've said that before, but I just like rhubarb.
Maybe that's what scares me. I've never tried rhubarb. I think I tried it once, and it was so tangy to me that I just...
Rhubarb is one of those things, though, that I think when you're a young child, because you tend to have kind of basic tastes, you don't go for the extremes most of the time when you're a child, that you may not have warmed up to it. But as you get older and you start to realize some of the things that are out there, it's probably... Because that's kind of the way it was for me. There was a rhubarb patch in my grandma's backyard, and we ate it. She'd make rhubarb pie, rhubarb crisp, things like that. And we'd eat it, but, you know, it wasn't my favorite. But it was kind of, like you said, it was kind of tangy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not quite as much on the sweet side, a little more on the sour side. So maybe that's a little bit of a turnoff too.
Yeah.
Now, my mom used to tell me that they used to go out in the backyard when they were kids and pick the rhubarb in the morning before school, and they just pick it right out of the garden, and I don't even know if they rinsed it off. They pick it right out of the garden and sprinkle a little sugar on it, and away they go.
Huh.
Just good like that. But rhubarb wine, I like that. That's good. It is good. But here's some of the other things that are on there, too. Now, there are some things that are kind of close by here that you don't have to go very far to check out. In fact, they list the prime rib at the Feedlot Steakhouse here in Atlantic as one of the things you want to try before you leave this earth. The fresh beer-battered onion rings at the Redwood Steakhouse in Anita. I've had both of those things, the onion rings and the prime rib.
I've had the prime rib sandwich, but yeah.
Good stuff.
It is.
How about the homemade fudge down at the Main Street Grill?
I have had that also.
Yeah.
A few different flavors.
And how is... I'm not a big fudge fan, actually. There are not a lot of things in this world I don't really... I mean, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
But it's not the first thing I'd go for. But when you get good fudge, you know.
Yeah.
And this is pretty good.
Yes. It's nice and thick and... Oh, I think it was the peanut butter fudge. Ooh, that was a good one.
Let me see. A few others from around this area that you've got highlighted here. The stuffed pork loin up at the Danish Inn in Elkhorn. Interesting choice there. They have a lot of things up at the Danish Inn. I'm not sure I've gotten much past the buffet at the Danish Inn, quite frankly. Well, you know, it sits right there and stares at you. What are you going to do? How about the country fried chicken with mashed potatoes and creamed vegetables that they have on the first Sunday of the month at the Elks Club in Shenandoah?
Nope, I don't make it down that way.
That sounds like a good old-fashioned home-cooked meal. Country fried chicken with mashed potatoes and creamed vegetables. That sounds like kind of a meal that's going to fill you up.
Yeah.
Here's another one, too, from Susie's Kitchen in Stanton. They have a fruit of the forest pie. They use the fruits that are in season. Interesting. Those are some of the ones that are kind of close to us around here. Now, I see a few others that you kind of noted here, too. The cherry pie at the Krause Cafe in Indianola. Not terrible long drive from here. There's also the Dutch Letters at the Yarsma Bakery in Pella. You probably want to check that out for those, especially that are from that area. They rave about the Dutch Letters. It's interesting to talk about that in some cases to people who aren't Dutch and aren't from around that parts because they look at you for Dutch Letters. What do they look like? A's, B's, and C's? What are you talking about? Let's see. What else do they have here on the list? How about sweet corn? Of course, at Adel, they have a sweet corn festival every year. They list the barbecue ribs at Claxon's Smokehouse and Grill in Altoona. I could do barbecue ribs anywhere and think they were the greatest I've ever had. Just love those. Your husband tends to favor that.
Yes. At a certain restaurant, that's he gets every single time.
Sauerkraut salad at the Colony Inn restaurant in Amana. You're going to go for that, huh?
Yeah, I like sauerkraut on the grill. But I don't know about in a salad. I don't know what else you put that with, I guess, maybe.
I'd tell you what I'd put sauerkraut with. A brat.
A hot dog.
And perhaps a little mustard. That sounds like a good bratwurst to me. There's also sauerbraten, which is beef marinated in a sweet and sour sauce made with spices and Amana wines with potato dumplings at the Ronneberg restaurant in Amana. Also, how about the Schildbrau Amber? That's at the Millstream Brewery in the Amana Colonies. Amana made it several times in this list. There's the saucy Southerner sandwich at the Hickory Park in Ames. How about this one? The chicken tequila fettuccine at Aunt Maud's in Ames. It's got chicken, onions, peppers, and tequila soy cream sauce on spinach fettuccine. That doesn't sound very Iowa, but they make it here in Iowa, so one of those things.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we have that sounds very Iowa? How about spaghetti soup and red raspberry pie at Bright Box Country Dining in Balltown? Bright Box.
Spaghetti soup?
That's what it says. Spaghetti soup and red raspberry pie.
I've never even heard of that before.
Bright Box Country Dining in Balltown. It's been there forever. It's burned down, I think, three times.
Oh, really?
In like the last 5 or 6 years.
Oh, my gosh.
But they keep rebuilding, and there it is. It's over in my old stomping grounds up in that area. In fact, you did highlight a few of those
ones
from up in the Dubuque area. One of those is Caramel Apples from Betty Jane Candies in Dubuque. The Bison Tenderloin at the Pepper Sprout Midwest Cuisine in Dubuque. I've never even heard of that one. That one's new to me. Here's one I'm very familiar with, the Trappistine Creamy Caramels. They come from the Trappistine Nuns of Our Lady of the Mississippi Abbey Monastery, which is near Dubuque. Spent a lot of time there. We used to camp down there at different times. Just, you know, build a bonfire and enjoy the nightlife, the evenings, camp out there and stuff. But, oh, boy. You've
Good
never
caramels?
Had those.
No.
And I've told you this off air. It's not like the bags of caramels that you'll find in the stores and stuff. Those are kind of square, hard. You know,
yeah.
Tend to be a little harder and whatever. These are a little softer, a little creamier. Good. Had a lot of those over the years. More than I probably should have. Yeah. I'll bring some back sometime for you to try. Let me look here. A few other ones that are kind of interesting. How about raspberry coffee cake at Barn Happy in Cedar Falls? They have peach ice cream at Botter's in Des Moines. The corn dog. That's a pretty easy thing. That's
at State Fair?
Campbell's Concessions at the State Iowa Fair. State Fair. Yeah, I mean, everybody has to have a corn dog when you go to the State Fair. How about a steak taco at Tasty Tacos in Des Moines? That's kind of an interesting one. There's also the Gunder Burger at the Irish Shanty in Elgin.
I like both of those. The name of it and the name of the restaurant.
I was thinking the same thing. I kind of like the name of both of them there. Let's see. What else do we have here? The Wood-Fired Pizza. This is at Revelations Cafe and Bookstore in Fairfield. Kind of interesting there. Oh, let's see. What else do we have? How about spicy yam pate at the Red Avocado in Iowa City? Or perhaps the green papaya salad at the Thai Spice restaurant in Iowa City. Interesting. Different.
Yeah.
They have barbecue chicken at Camp David in Iowa Falls. Let's see. There's also the bratwurst at the Woodstra Meat Market in Orange City. Oh, let's see. What do we have? Pita and falafel at the Kosher Community Restaurant in Postville. That's not what you would expect in Iowa.
No.
But it's there, and you can enjoy it. You can also get onion peels at the Tasty In-N-Out in Sioux City. Onion peels. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
You can get the raspberry pork tenderloin. That's a grilled pork tenderloin with a raspberry sauce at the Cottage on Broad in Story City.
That sounds good.
Interesting little choice there. How about the prime rib twister? It's a grilled prime rib with Cajun seasoning topped with grilled mushrooms, onions, and grilled shrimp. Now it sounds good.
Yeah, you have me at grilled mushrooms. And
that's at the AK Corral Steakhouse and Lounge. You have to go to Ute to enjoy that one. The Musky Burger.
Musky?
The Musky Burger. Hmm. It's at the Musky Lounge in Ventura. I'm guessing it's probably just a fancy name. Also, you can get the apple dumpling at the Iowa 80 truck stop in Walcott, too.
Hmm.
Just some of the selections that they have on there. But some of those local ones, tried them, like them.
Agree, yes. There's a reason why they're on there.
Yep, we're good with that. So if you want to make the run, there you go. You can pull
There's
that
your
list
checklist.
Down. Check them off as you go. Yeah. I may have to start doing that here. We'll see. In fact, they have a little thing in here for you to check off as you go along.
Yeah.
So it's a list made up for you, ready to go. All you got to do is go eat.
Turn them off, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the easiest thing in the world, right?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, we do have some good stuff to eat around here, too. And I know you got some of those things on your list of activities, right?
I do. Well, on Sunday, there's a work day to beautify South Lawn Memory Garden Cemetery. That's just south of 22nd on Olive Street. That's from 2 to 4. I just need to bring your rakes, shovels, and gardening tools. If you have any questions, you can contact Melissa Stark at 243-8006. That's a work day to beautify South Lawn Memory Gardens on Sunday, April 22nd from 2 to 4. Faith Sound Ministry of Music from Harlan, they're going to have a concert on April 22nd at the First United Methodist Church, and that's at 11 a.m. Let's see. On Monday, the beginning of the week, construction will begin on 22nd Street west of Chestnut Street and on Cedar Street, Hickory Street, Locust Street, and Laurel Street between 8th and 7th Street within the city of Atlantic. The contractor intends to close the roads to through traffic on April 23rd. The existing roadway servicing will be removed, so access will be limited to local residents only on 22nd Street and Cedar Street. Hickory Street, Locust Street, and Laurel Street will be closed entirely. Atlantic Cass County Hospital Auxiliary, they're having a soup and salad luncheon on Wednesday, April 25th. That's from 11 to 1, and that will be held at the Catholic Parish Center. It's just $6 per ticket, and it is open to the public. That's Atlantic Cass County Hospital Auxiliary Soup and Salad Luncheon on Wednesday, April 25th from 11 to 1. Some Red Cross blood drives coming up in Atlantic. It will be held at the Wesley Heritage House on Thursday, April 26th from 11 to 4, and then also on Friday, April 27th in Red Oak at the Red Oak High School, and that is from 8 to 2. On Saturday, the John James Audubon Festival will once again feature an art expo spotlighting the talents of numerous artists in Audubon County. It takes place at Our Savior's Lutheran Church basement from 10 to 4 on April 28th. Past expos have featured paintings and wood carvings, stained glass, jewelry, and more. If you have any artists out there who'd like to display their art, you can contact Sharon Winterbore at 563-2541. Let's see, they'll have Pampered Chef, candles, fudge making. There'll be activities in the park from 10 to 3, and the John James Festival will have activities going on from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Some of those activities include Breakfast with the Birds from 8 to 10. There's Story Time at the library from 12:30 to 1. Now you can always shop at all the local businesses. There's a wine, beer, and beverage tasting, and they'll have a chocolate fountain there. That's from 3 to 5. There's a bird walk at 3, and they'll have a dinner speaker from 6 to 8 at the Memorial Building. You can get tickets for that. Those are $15, and you can get those at the Audubon County Economic Development or Hometown Cafe, or you can also call 249-1891. That's the John James Audubon Festival. That goes on all day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Lots of different activities. Again, that's on Saturday, April 28th. Lullaby Foundation's Festival Choirs Concert is on April 29th. That's at 2 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. There's an all-you-can-eat May Day breakfast, brunch, and dinner that will be held on Wednesday, April 29th at the Elkhorn Town Hall. That is from 8:30 to 12:30, and they'll be serving pancakes and eggs, sausage, French toast, and all that's for a free will donation. It's sponsored by the Exodus Lodge 342, which is the Xyra Masons, along with the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. Proceeds from the benefit will go to the September 30th Simon Estes Concert, also featuring the Xyra EHK and Audubon High School Choirs. That's an all-you-can-eat May Day breakfast, brunch, and dinner on April 29th at the Elkhorn Town Hall, and that runs from 8:30 to 12:30. The McClellan Singing Sisters, they're coming to the First Baptist Church in Harlan. It's an all-sister quartet from Adams, Nebraska. They're one of the latest groups to burst onto the horizon in gospel music. Concert begins at 7, and again, that's on April 29th. Admission is free, but a free will offering will be taken. They'll also have cookies and bars served after the concert. Peace Haven's free May Day breakfast will be held on Tuesday, May 1st. That's from 8:30 to 10:30 at the Peace Haven Dining Hall in Walnut. That's presented by the Peace Haven Women's Auxiliary. The First Church of Christ in Atlantic, they're having a free family night. That's from 5:30 to 8 on Wednesday, May 2nd. They'll have a meal that starts at 5:30 and also have two bounce house toys for the kids and other games. There's pre-registration for Vacation Bible School.